Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide. I'm so glad you make it. We're heard all over the world here on Biz Talk Radio, the one and only chairman and CEO of Gwyn's Travel, located just outside St. Louis in a suburb called Kirkwood, Missouri, is the one and only Mr. Gate Gwyn, who has traveled the world many times. Welcome again to America's Dining and Travel Guide. Gig, how are you doing?
Well, thank you, Pierre. I couldn't be doing better. I'm back from Persian Gulf. I took a cruise that started in Abu Dhabi, went on to Dubai, both in the Emirates, and then on down to Muscat, Oman. So I had quite an interesting desert experience in very good weather. This is the best time to go there.
Tell me, what airline did you use and what cruise ship did you take to do what you just described? Gig?
Well, I used the national airlines, Etihad. Etihad is an up-and-coming airline. I had been on Emirates when I went to Dubai one other time, and I wanted to go to Etihad, and they did a good job. The cruise line I used was Celebrity Cruises. You know them well.
They are one of the top cruise lines around.
Yeah, they did a good job for us. Had a good experience with them on and off. They handled their sightseeing very well, and all over I was really quite pleased with the whole experience I had. It was only 9 days, so I could get out and get back, talk to you, and do other things, and still not miss a whole bunch of the nasty cold weather here in the Midwest.
Well, we got beautiful blue skies, a little overcast, but 56 degrees, and it was even 62 earlier today. So it's beautiful right here in Denver, Colorado. I'm broadcasting as normal when I'm not traveling from the Wolf Den in Denver, Colorado. Many people are not aware as to the geographic location of United Arab Emirates, UAE, where not only Dubai but Abu Dhabi, the capital, is located. Can you explain that for my listenership, please, Gig?
Sure. So let's draw a mental map, and you would go to Egypt and Africa, and then go a little east to this Saudi to the Arabian Peninsula, dominated by Saudi Arabia, And then down on the southeastern side, you would find the Emirates, one time called the Trugal States. And this is, again, a partitioning of European colonialism many years ago. And the Emirates, the sheikhs decided not long ago, 1970s, I think, to form a country, but have separate different sheikhdoms there. Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Ajman, Sharjah, Umm al-Quwain, Ras al-Khaimah, and Fujairah. It's not important to know all those, but of those, Abu Dhabi and Dubai have distinguished themselves in tourism simply, which is very unusual for the Arab world, because the it's really a desert kingdom down there. And the sheikhs decided that when they ran out of oil, and they will run out of oil, that they would like to have something to show for it. And primarily, Pierre, the sheikh basically said, you know, I'm a billionaire. I'll never need any more money than I have, so I'm going to put my money into two things in my country, into infrastructure and education. And he has done a wonderful job of that. And then the miracle of the desert appeared, which is amazing, Dubai.
How many hours did it take you to reach the port where you boarded? Was it the Regent, you said, that you boarded?
Yeah, I went to Abu Dhabi to board my flight, return my flight and board the ship.
How many hours from Kirkwood, Missouri?
It was about 13 hours from New York nonstop. That's a long time for any traveler. But they served us multiple meals, and when you're going to change the environment of your life, you can't do it in an hour. You gotta spend a little time, and I accept that sacrifice to get and see all the stuff that I really wanted to see, and it's really an amazing place.
So we spoke about the geographic location, because many people don't know that, and you explained it very well. And we know now that it is not a short flight, and to take a cruise, of course, is very convenient. But let's say you don't, and you fly, as many people do, just to see Dubai. What are the major attractions of that place called Dubai in the United Arab Emirates?
Well, the major attractions are the amazing buildings that they have built and continue to build in the city of Dubai. For example, I was in the port area, but if you were to fly in there, I would recommend Emirates Airlines. It certainly ranks as one of the top two or three airlines in the world. They hired good people and put their money to good use. It's a very nice experience. Dubai is a desert city. What you do is you leave, in my case, from the port area, and you drive into the downtown area, which is Sheikh. Let me see if I can get this right. Zabed district, or the main drag of this, and there you will find, among other things, the tallest building in the world.
I saw. By the way, Gig, hold it a moment. We do have a caller joining us, and whom do we have? Jeremiah. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Will you tell us who you are, please, and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Missouri.
Very good.
While I'm calling is that I had a comment to make about him Tom Brady destroying his phone.
From what?
Tom Brady destroying his phone.
I think Tom Brady has to do with the Super Bowl, and we're talking about Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Oh, okay. We must be on.
Okay, he got.
Okay, thanks anyway.
Well,
Pierre, one of the great experiences I had was to go up in the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world, and I took the option of doing the VIP trip for a mere $150. That's a lot of money, but you go up by private elevator. It's very quiet, and the only thing you really know you're moving is that your ears keep popping. And we got up to the 148th floor and had a beautiful, clear view of, and it was a great way to start because we could look around and we could see all the building that's going on in Dubai, and it continues to grow at the most, I would assume, the highest rapid pace in the world. The only city I can compare it to.
Hold that thought just a moment. We're nearing a break. Here on America's Dining and Travel Guide, your host, Pierre Wolf, is being entertained by none other than Mr. Gig Gwynn of Gwynn's Travel. And give that number for people to reach your travel company, please.
If anybody is interested in travel or wants to talk about travel a little more, it's here in St. Louis, area code 314-571-6937.
We'll be back with Gig Gwynn talking about Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates, and a lot more, Dubai. And I'm Pierre Wolf, your host.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotels founder Spencer Penrose built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me. I'm the host of America's Dining and Travel Guide, now in its 29th year, almost 30 years of the show. My very wonderful guest never fails me to report on travel. Gwynn's Travel is his company, and he is the chairman and CEO. And Gig, that's the name we call him. Give that number for people who are interested. And do you have actually packages for travel to Dubai?
Yes, we do. We have two or three strong contacts over there. My number is 314-571-6937 if somebody would like to go there. You know, it's important, Pierre, to tell everybody that Dubai is not only clean, it's... But it's very safe. You feel safe everywhere, morning, noon, and night. I know it's hard for some people who don't get out of the United States to believe that there's anywhere else in the world that's safe, but it's very safe and very clean. We went, after we left the Burj Khalifa, we went just below it to the world's largest shopping mall. And as we walked in, a few steps down, they have the most amazing aquarium you've ever seen. It's probably 30 or 40 feet tall, all glass, with all kinds of fish swimming around it. Very, very large, big fish, sharks, and every kind of tuna and great sea fish. And it's all free. So if you bring your kids to the mall, which is an incredible mall, you have the opportunity to enjoy an aquarium and the reefs and the way they've built it up. That's one of the real highlights. One of the real lowlights is a place called the Palms that they built out in the ocean, where you can buy property. But frankly, you can't really get the feeling that you're on a special architectural building until you're up in a helicopter or a fixed-wing plane where you had the ability to look down and see it. So that kind of went out. But, Pierre, we had the opportunity to go out in the desert and tour.
That's interesting. Did you do a camel ride?
Oh, of course. Have you done one?
Oh, many times. It was not in Dubai, but in... various parts of the world, you know, particularly Africa, and it's not difficult to do that. We've done it in Jordan, and we've done it in Israel and Egypt. It's always fun to mount one of these camels. That's exciting. Where did Where did you stay? What hotel did you use?
Well, fortunately, the way we made our connections, we stayed on the ship the whole time.
All right. And then the name of the ship again?
The Celebrity Lines. They have two or three ships in the winter that ply that area, that come out of the Mediterranean in their cruises and go on down. And then that ship actually was going on a kind of an around-the-world trip. So it was going on down to India and then on to Southeast Asia. I was very jealous. I would have loved to go on that, but time...
It would have taken a few days. Now, Celebrity is one of the top cruise lines, not inexpensive, I might add. And I'm
No, it's...
Go ahead.
It's not luxury, but it's just a notch off that. And it was a good experience from the top end to the bottom end. The last thing I want to say, other than the desert experience, and the falcons and the camels, was that there was also a dhow boat, D-H-O-W, dhow boats. They've been around a scant 2,000 years. And you can take the dhow boat ride from a kind of an inner harbor, and you go out, and we got it at, they formed it so it would go out at sunset. We got great moon pictures and sun pictures, and it's an opportunity to see more of the incredible architecture of Dubai. And if anybody's listening and went to Las Vegas and went, wow, boy, these casinos are really architecturally exciting. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till you go to Dubai, because that place is just full of brand new buildings. I don't know where they're going to find the people to go on all the buildings, but they're certainly doing it. And if you have any listeners who are interested, say, in doing a trip to India, Dubai is a wonderful 3-day stop on the way, not to mention Abu Dhabi and its wonderful mosque and other experiences in that part of the world. But this is a part of the Arab world that welcomes Americans.
What about food? We haven't heard anything about that. Are there some good restaurants that you enjoyed? Well, I know you ate on the ship primarily, but
yes.
The restaurants must be available in the hotels and outside.
Well, they are, but of the items of real specialty, certainly the dates from the palm trees are prepared in a wonderful way. I was offered several of them as hors d'oeuvres, and I liked them so much I almost wound up making a meal out of it. I really, really enjoyed the dates there. And, of course, international cuisine, because it certainly is one of the most international cities in the world. So that gave us the opportunity to eat locally or European style or Arab style. We didn't get a lot of Arab food, primarily because the cruise ship was doing mostly European food, but the dates were to die for.
By the way, is there any gambling like Las Vegas available in Dubai?
You know, to the best of my knowledge, there was none at all, but there was gambling on board the ship.
So if you wanted to satisfy your urge, you could do so aboard the Celebrity. Yeah, you could do that. Anything else worthy of mentioning other than these fabulous buildings?
Well, yes, yes. It's interesting to note that they have a metro system, Pierre, that runs through the city, and you can go from any point to any point on this very, very modern-looking rail system, above-ground rail system that zigzags across the main highways. And so it's really a city not only for the extremely rich, which there's a lot of, but also...
We're about out of time. I want to thank the one and only Mr. Gig Gwynn of Gwynn's Travel. I wish you well and happy to hear that you're safe and sound back home. We'll continue with America's Dining and Travel Guide in just a few moments. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host.
No phone, no pool.
As he called it,
ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me and millions of listeners here on America's Dining and Travel Guide, now in almost 30th year, to be exact, 29 years of America's Dining and Travel Guide. One of my travel companion, a man who knows his way around, is Mr. Ron Kreider, joining us, I believe, from Vero Beach, Florida. Hello there, Ron.
Hello, Pierre, and the reason I know my way around is because I learned from the best. I learned from you.
Let us go back to the days we met here in Colorado, and you are, among other things, a radio engineer. Is that correct, Ron?
That's correct, Pierre.
And what else?
Oh, well, I do radio, I do towers, I do travel, I write travel logs, a little bit of everything. I'm jack of all trades, master of none, Pierre.
You sent me a wonderful list, and the listeners need to know that you and I really traveled the world together and enjoyed ourselves each and every time we undertook such trip when my wife could not join, and sometimes she did. But what stands out in your mind as most memorable at this point, Ron?
Pierre, it's a little bit like trying to decide which is your favorite child. That's so difficult to do. We went to so many wonderful places thanks to you, and I would say that it probably at the top of my list would be Jordan. And Cuba. I didn't have Cuba on the list, but Jordan was, you may recall, Pierre, when we were in Jordan, we met a gal by the name of Wendy Brotham. As you recall, we cooked a dinner there at her restaurant. She taught us how to cook Jordanian food.
Right.
And she said, if you're traveling like Pierre and I do, you might want to come to Jordan, but if you haven't traveled very much, you wouldn't go to Jordan as your first, second, third, fourth, or fifth choice. You'd probably go to London, Paris, Rome, or something like that. But surely in the top 10, if you have any religious background whatsoever, you'd want to go to Jordan, because we had such a wonderful time there, didn't we, Pierre?
Absolutely. But you must mention today, the neighbor of Jordan is a country called Israel. And while you're there, you should certainly combine a trip, since you're talking about the Dead Sea, Aqaba, and so forth. Israel, from any standpoint, would be just right next door. And if you want to extend your trip further, you would go either to Turkey or to Egypt, all in one trip. Doesn't that make sense, Ron?
Absolutely, Pierre. And one of the reasons, folks, that Pierre and I were invited on this trip is we were invited by the Jordanian government because they wanted us to tell everyone how safe it was to be there. Now, you have to understand, Jordan has a lot of neighbors that aren't terribly friendly, like Syria and Iraq and Egypt, and so that's not a really particularly good neighborhood. But I have to tell you this, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, there wasn't one time while we were in Jordan that we felt uneasy or uncomfortable. We felt safe there. It was marvelous.
Absolutely, and the Bedouin night that we spent was absolutely outstanding, not to be forgotten. And then you got the Jerash Roman Theater, the Petra, and absolutely. But I always invite people to combine a trip when you go to a certain region. You follow me? Now, we specifically only did Jordan because we were invited by the Jordanian Tourism Board. But if you buy packages, do combine it with other countries if you're going to go to that part of the world. Correct?
Absolutely. And Israel would be obviously a wise choice because it's a very, very short distance between Jordan and Israel. It's a short 45-minute drive, actually, from Amman.
And when you're at the Dead Sea, all you have to do is stretch out and lie on top. Don't move. It'll keep you up. Have you ever done that, Ron?
I did it, and I also observed you doing it as well. It didn't take you long to jump into the Dead Sea.
And lay there, and it is amazing that you don't have to do anything to stay on top. Just lay there and let the sun turn you a little bit red. But it was an amazing experience. You mentioned Cuba, and obviously it's about nearing 24 years. And the reason I know that, my grandson was born while you and I were in Cuba. Tell the folks how you and I met actually here in Colorado and how the idea came up to go to Cuba nearly 24 years ago.
Well, as you will recall, we had a friend who owned an art gallery there, and at the time they weren't letting anybody come into Cuba as a journalist. So we went as a cultural exchange people to be able to kind of explain to the rest of the world what was going on in Cuba. We happened to go there over their holiday, their May Day celebration, which were about a million people on bicycles going up and down the street with to see Castro speak. And we had to take our own equipment with us so we could broadcast back to the United States. And quite frankly, we were the first live call-in radio show broadcasting from Havana, Cuba in the CMQ studios since before Castro. So it was quite an experience and just a wonderful thing to be able to be a part of it. Of course, Kenny Hamlin and you were our stars. Kenny was known as the Black Avenger, and he had a very good radio show at the time. And Pierre, you have, of course, America's Dining and Travel Guide, and we broadcast on the Denver radio station, so of course we were talking to the folks in Denver as well, and it was a marvelous experience.
Absolutely. So, and today, of course, there are cruises that will take you to Havana and further on. And you have to arrange to fly there and want to go there. And it was, as you said, quite an experience to go to
Cuba. One of the interesting things about it, Pierre, that we went to a rock concert. Yeah, can you imagine Ron and Pierre going to a rock concert? But we went to a rock concert, and there were 250,000 kids at this rock concert. And the interesting part about it was there were no incidents. No drugs, no alcohol problems, no fights. Well, they don't have any drugs and alcohol, so therefore there weren't any fights. But it was an eye-opener to see how things operate in Cuba. And it wasn't quite as oppressed as we had expected it was going to be. The people didn't have any money, but they stayed there. As you remember, Pierre, we were invited to the chief architect of all of Cuba to his home for dinner one evening, and they had to use practically all their rations for a whole week or a whole month just to be able to feed us, but they did it because they wanted to.
She bought the meat. She, the wife of the couple you're describing, bought the meat to make a meatloaf, and the electricity went out. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. She said, well, that's a normal occurrence. We're used to that. That's why they had candles sitting all around, just waiting for the electricity to go off.
Yeah, and then we ate steak tartare instead of meatloaf.
Absolutely, absolutely.
No, it was a great experience. Jordan, as we already described, we now talked about Cuba. And then, by the way, how did you compose this list? Is it only by memory, or do you save that on your computer, Ron?
Oh, no, Pierre, this is all by memory, but these are memories that are engraved in my mind. I mean, how can you forget the fabulous trips that we took? Everywhere I go, when I run into people and they mention Switzerland or Ireland or Cuba or you name it, or the Bahamas, I can relate the experiences that you and I had there. They're very fresh in my mind, Pierre.
Oh, that's amazing. At my age, my memory is failing me a little bit, but you have certainly revived. Let's go to Switzerland for a moment. As you remember, when I worked on a cruise ship, I took some time off during the winter months when it was slow and went to Lucerne, and we actually went up to the school, which was closed at the time of our visit. We'll talk more about Switzerland, Swiss, that beautiful land, Montreux, Interlaken. We'll talk about that with Ron Kreider, my good friend in Vero Beach, Florida. I'm Pierre Wolf, live in the Wolf Den in Denver, Colorado. Stay with us, and don't you dare not listen. We'll be back in a moment.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're talking about travel. Ron Kreider and I, Ron in Vero Beach, Florida, and I'm in Denver, Colorado. If you'd like to join the conversation and have questions, 855-424-9825. Get something to write with right now. I will repeat, 855-424-9825. And you reach America's Dining and Travel Guide. Ron, what was the name of the show that you and I did together?
The show in Vero Beach? The show in Denver?
Yeah, in Vero Beach later on.
The Good Life?
Yeah, and? The World Travel and Dining, I believe.
Well, World Travel and Dining, absolutely, absolutely, Pierre. Yeah. By the way, we're going to talk about Switzerland, but before we do that, I noticed the commercial that was playing at the break was the Broadmoor Hotel. Are you still doing the Broadmoor?
Absolutely, and we have been there 44 different years, celebrating each and every holiday and celebrating our birthdays. We take the entire family. There are 11 of us that go normally, and if not, it's Jean, my lovely wife of some years, and she and I will go. It's a gorgeous place and perhaps one of the most wonderful experiences, and I've talked to a variety of people, and they all agree that it is one of the most splendorous resort hotels in the country. Do you agree, Ron?
Pierre, I absolutely agree. I've been going there since 1955, and if you like a historic property, because the main building is historic, it was built, I believe, around 1918. However, the rest of the property is very new and modern, so you have a little bit of the old and a little bit of the new. They've got, oh my goodness gracious, something like 15 different restaurants. Anything you want, you can get there, from a casual little bar in the main building to very, very fancy dining and dancing in the Penrose Room. I love the Broadmoor. I don't know a nicer resort in the United States than the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs.
I certainly agree with that statement, and I've said so many times. Back to Switzerland, that we have enjoyed. My wife and I were in Geneva, and ate at La Perle de Lac, one of the most splendorous restaurants in that area, right on the Lake Geneva. And you and I enjoyed other parts. Speak about it, would you, Ron, please?
Well, absolutely, Pierre. One of the nicest parts of Switzerland. Well, first, I want to say to you folks listening that if you want to go to a country that is absolutely rubbed, tubbed, and scrubbed, spotlessly clean, Switzerland is the place to go. It's about the size of Delaware, so it's a very small country, almost the size of Delaware, and it's magnificent. They have everything from the fabulous Alps mountains in a car-free city like Zermatt, which I've skied in many, many times, to the big cities like Zurich and Geneva. And Pierre, you went to school there, if I'm not mistaken, and we went to that school, the chef school, right?
I told you, that was in Lucerne. And I mentioned, yes, I got off my cruise ship where I was learning the culinary trade that I continued later here in the States, and took classes there to further my managerial skills, and that certainly did help. It is a beautiful country, by all means. Interlaken, you described, Schilthorn, Cableway, that we did, and the wonderful, and movies that were shot in that area. Yes, indeed, Switzerland.
Her Majesty's Secret Service, made in 1969, the James Bond movie was filmed up at the Stilthorn, and we went up there and spent the day traveling. And once again, you travel on a little cog railroad to go up there. It's magnificent, folks. If you want to travel to a beautiful country, I can't think of a more beautiful country that's mountainous than Switzerland.
And don't forget that cruising is also something we should tell people not to forget. And that's one way to see the world, to stay on a beautiful cruise ship. You and I were on the Oceania, Miami to Barcelona. Describe that trip for a moment, Ron.
Oh, that was a fabulous trip. Everybody said to me, what are you going to do all that time on the ship when you're not stopping anywhere? Well, I went to classes. Pierre played the bridge. We were busy for morning, noon, and night. The food was fabulous. Jacques Poupin is the star chef of the ships for Oceania, and there isn't a finer cruise line. As a matter of fact, Pierre, my wife and I did Barcelona to Rome a couple of years ago on a 10-day cruise, and it was fabulous. We had a suite that was 1,000 square feet. My wife is so spoiled, she'll never go on another cruise ship again except Oceania.
Yeah, it is a fabulous cruise ship. And there is no such thing as being bored. I did radio from the ships many different times, and my lovely wife Jean and I have done, I believe, somewhere close to 40 different cruises. And each and every time I would call in the show, America's Dining and Travel Guide, that's the one you're listening to. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's toll-free, 1-855-424-9825. I have the world traveler, Mr. Ron Kreider, and yours truly, Pierre Wolf. We'd be happy to hear from you and your travel. What else should we mention that
Pierre,
is on your mind?
Didn't you enjoy the Barcelona? Barcelona was so fabulous with all the Gaudi architecture there, and then we went out to
Montserrat. And then that was unforgettable. And furthermore, we went to a beautiful cathedral. Speak about that one.
This cathedral is a Catholic cathedral. It's been under construction since 1882. They say it's going to be finished in 11 years. Some people say it will never be finished. You can pronounce it better than I, but it is spectacular. I have since been there and seen a lot more of the completion, and words cannot describe this cathedral in Barcelona and the architecture of Gaudi.
Yeah, and then we went to Sagrada Familia, Inspired Nature and Faith. You remember that one? Down the mountainside.
Absolutely, Pierre. Pierre, thank you so much for inviting me to be a guest on your show today. It's indeed an honor. I'm looking forward to doing it again whenever you like.
We will do it again, and thank you for the time you took. Ron Kreider, the man who knows how to speak about travel of the world. Thank you very much, all of you out there. Have a wonderful weekend, and don't forget to listen in to the second hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide. I'm your host, Pierre Wolf, wishing you well. Have a great 2017 and join us again. Thank you for listening. A bientôt, a wiedersehen. See you soon again.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.